Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining bright with mild temperatures. Jerusalem is enjoying a similar sunny day, while Haifa sees clear skies. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in exchange for millions of shekels, a career officer smuggled goods to Gaza, as reported by Israel Hayom, just in. Also, Qatar is facing a strategic shock in energy and influence crisis in wake of the Iran war, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu and the IDF condemn an Israeli soldier's bludgeoning of a Jesus statue in Lebanon, reports the JTA. Separately, Israeli security exposes an Iranian terror network that tried to damage a strategic oil pipeline, as Ynet reported earlier today. And finally, Polish Foreign Minister condemns the IDF after the Jesus statue incident, as noted by I-24 News this afternoon. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago rejecting what he calls unfounded and defamatory statements against the IDF. Eli Afriat, a commentator on Israeli affairs, shared moments ago that tonight marks the eve of Memorial Day for Israel's fallen soldiers and victims of terrorism. Robin Brooks, a financial analyst, highlighted a short time ago that the U.S. has significantly reduced Iran's oil exports with its blockade efforts. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the smuggling case, Israel Hayom reports that a deputy company commander at the Kerem Shalom crossing abused his position to smuggle goods into Gaza. This involved millions of shekels in exchange for unauthorized transfers. The revelation raises concerns about security at the crossings, impacting regional stability. Turning to Qatar's crisis, the Jerusalem Post details how the nation endured around 700 Iranian missile and drone attacks during the Iran war. Despite no civilian casualties, the strategic shock has strained Qatar's energy and political influence, affecting its regional alliances. Meanwhile, the incident with the Jesus statue in Lebanon has drawn widespread condemnation. The JTA reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF have both expressed strong disapproval. This incident exacerbates tensions with Christian communities amid ongoing accusations of discrimination. In earlier reporting, Ynet highlights the exposure of an Iranian terror network by Israeli security forces. The network aimed to damage a strategic oil pipeline, but key operatives were eliminated. This development underscores the ongoing threat from Iranian elements to Israel's infrastructure. And finally, I-24 News covers the reaction of Poland's foreign minister to the Jesus statue incident. He criticized the IDF, adding another layer of international diplomatic tension. This response could influence Israel's relations with European allies. Turning to business and markets. First, Puma launches a new store in Israel, investing about 1 million shekels. Maariv Business reports this innovative concept combines sports, fashion, and technology, aiming to reshape retail experiences. Separately, Authentix undergoes a leadership overhaul as founder Ron Atzmon retires after more than 20 years. CTech notes this comes amid rising challenges from deepfake technologies, reflecting shifts in the identity verification industry. And finally, Amazon resumes free shipping to Israel after a wartime pause, Ynet Business states. Orders over $49 now qualify, though delivery times remain longer than usual, aiding consumer access to international goods. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.